All right. our next reader will be Paul Matthews. He came all the way down from Jefferson City, and he is a Wolfner Library representative. And basically, what his function is people will call him and order books. Now, this is a place that caters to the disabled and dyslexic, and these are books on tape and books on Braille, or rather in Braille. And he's been working there for over 35 years, and he's been a good friend of mine. He's been my main source of all the books over the last 15, 20 years. I'm a very avid reader, and he's been there just a phone call away. Every time I need a book, he gets it in the mail the next day. Paul, please come up here. I spoke before about him doing the English proverb, and this is this segment. He's going to be doing an English proverb. Its meaning and explaining its origin.
Well, I'm glad to be here. This is my first time getting to Sedalia. I've been here a couple of times to the fair, but I never knew there was a side of town over here that has so much going for it. Well, let me do what I do best, and that's read. Okay, familiar with this proverb? A nod is as good as a wink. It means to a person who is ready to understand and to undertake something, anything subtle signaling of it is sufficient. The content is usually of some undertaking that is borderline illegal or sexual innuendo. This proverbial saying sounds as it might be quite modern, but it is in fact a 16th century phrase originating in England. The longer version of this phrase is, a nod is as good as a wink to a blind horse. It might seem that this is just an elaboration of a shorter version, but it appears that the blind horse version was in fact the original. The earliest examples of this proverb in print give the fuller version, for example, in the letters of the English lawyer and writer Joseph Risdon in February 1793. A nod, you know, is as good as a wink to a blind horse. It seems intuitive that to interpret the longer version as meaning neither a nod nor a wink have a purpose, but being equally pointless, you may nod a wink, I would take your meaning either way. During the 19th century, the expression began to shorten and the blind horse was left at home. Citations from that period use the form a nod, as good as a wink, etc., which clearly indicates that the latter usage was simply a shorthand way of writing the original. Thank you.